Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Janice Kephart back on the show. She's a fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. She is recently was the special counsel on the Senate Immigration Reform Bill, working for Senator Jeff Sessions, and she's here to talk to us about some of the things that are going on these days. Janice Kephart, welcome back to the show.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back, Jim. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you back. We're going to talk about, it's the anniversary of September 11th, 2001, the 12th anniversary. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, I want to talk about what you just, some of the work you were just doing. You're an immigration expert, and you've been working on this for a long time. For actually, before 911, you were working on these issues. And what were you doing there with on the Immigration Reform Bill Committee? What were you doing?
So I was asked to come back. Senate Judiciary Committee, where the Immigration Reform Bill came out of. I used to be a counsel there back in the late 1990s, where I was doing counterterrorism and immigration at that time. They asked me to come and testify on the national security and border security aspects of the bill when it was introduced back in April. Mm-hmm. They had an entire day's worth of hearings, and I was the only person asked to cover that aspect of the bill. So
the
I
national
came
security,
back, and they
and
liked
immigration,
my testimony.
Immigration as it relates to national security.
Yes, immigration as it relates to national security. So, which entails a whole panoply of findings and facts and now laws that came out of my work on the 9/11 Commission, you know, many years ago. So I was asked to come back. I testified, and within 2 days I was asked to come back and work on the bill during its duration as a special counsel, which became basically a 24/7 operation for the next 2 months. And it was very intense, and I had the honor to be working very closely with Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, who I came to respect and tremendously for his incredible patriotism and sincere commitment to his constituency.
He's a real statesman.
Yes.
He's
a diplomat. He's a statesman. He takes a lot of hits from his colleagues, and he stands his ground, and he's extremely articulate. He gets the issues very quickly.
So what
very
are you,
complicated
where do you
stuff.
Think, where is the immigration bill now?
It is, the Senate passed its awful version. We did our best to garner as much support against it as we could and work against it. We tried first to
what
change
was,
it.
What was the awful part?
You know, the most awful part, which never got any media attention at all, was the fact that it completely gutted immigration enforcement. Completely gutted it. You would have had basically no immigration enforcement at all.
Wow.
The other thing that it did was it handed over congressional responsibilities for passing law and implementing law and oversight of immigration law to the administration.
Wow.
Completely abdicated its role. It had about 220 waivers.
No wonder you called it. No wonder you called it awful.
Yeah,
but it passed the Senate, right? That awful law passed
the Senate. Most senators had no idea what was in that bill because by the time it was passed, it was over 1,000 pages, and they gave us initially less than a week to review it.
Wow.
And so we were reviewing it during the whole course of the markup process, and then on the floor as well.
Yeah.
And then Majority Leader Harry Reid refused to allow almost all the amendments that were filed. None of them were allowed to come to a vote except for a handful. Over 500 were filed. He let a handful be voted on.
Senator Harry Reid is the opposite of Jeff Sessions.
Well,
Senator Harry Reid is not a statesman. He's the opposite. He's the opposite of Jeff Sessions. Now, I got that shot in. Let me ask you a question. Where is the immigration bill right now overall?
Okay, so right now the House has to consider, right? What the House did was it came back and it sort of slapped the Senate in the face and said they passed a series of separate pieces, bills, one's on enforcement, one's on worker authorization, one's on border security, in different committees that all completely contradict and go in the other direction
of the Senate
from
bill.
The Senate bill. They're
so,
all in.
So where is it? Where is it right now?
Is it
going to be? Are we going to get an immigration bill that makes any sense? We're not. It's going to.
No.
All this work has been for nothing.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So we're not going to get it. And if it doesn't happen, this year, it wasn't going to happen, right? Because next year's an election year. After that,
it's right.
You know. So basically, for the next until there's another. Until after 2016, we're going to live with what we got right now. Is that what you're saying?
I think so.
This is from an expert.
I'll be surprised if it's
otherwise. This is from an expert on the topic, folks. Janice Kephart's been working on this kind of work, doing this kind of work for close to two decades. Tony Taylor, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.